Court win against bedroom tax not enough. Amelia, Socialist Party disabled people and carers group. Top judges have ruled against part of the Tories hated bedroom tax benefit cap. Campaigners against benefit cuts and sanctions gathered outside the Supreme Court on the 9th of November for the ruling in relation to 7 bedroom tax cases. This was about people who are disabled and their carers, but also single mums and children fleeing domestic violence. The court decided in favor of 2 cases concerning severe disabilities. As campaigners put it, some justice was done. But unfortunately, the victims of domestic violence were left without any exemption by the state in relation to the bedroom tax. A campaigner from Single Mother Self-Defense argued this is also about children's safety. In combination with the other attacks on welfare, these women are driven into poverty. Poverty means they are not safe and can't protect their children, who are often taken away from them. After the ruling, campaigners raised their placards and talked to the media, emphasizing that the struggle continues until all justice is done and that this government has blood on its hands. Deaths. They chanted slogans such as "Axe the bedroom tax" and "No more deaths from benefit cuts." Some held a banner with the names of people who have died as a result of benefit sanctions. This small victory does not mean the bedroom tax is illegal. The judiciary exists to defend the boss's system, not challenge it. Jeremy Corbyn has spoken against the bedroom tax and benefit cap. But he must demand Labour councils refuse to implement them. To really fight the cuts means kicking out the Blairites who back them.